Back at the beginning of all that is going on, we were like most people, we listened to every word, every report. How many cases? How bad is it? How easily is it transmitted? What should we do? We've had some of those questions answered, but mostly, 8 months later, we've been pounded with the same messages. You know them. Wash your hands, wear a mask, stay 2 meters apart, stay home if you have symptoms, and above all, don't relax. Don't let your guard down. It's relentless, and I believe it's wearing us down with worry. Now, while these things remain important to our physical health, I submit to you that you have just heard a news bulletin, a report that far exceeds those things in critical importance to our deepest health, both now in the present moment and for all eternity. Nowhere in the culture at large do we hear the message of hope that you have just heard today. Nowhere else do we see a light shining on the path to a profound and transformative well-being and happiness. Who is today's news anchor giving us a reminder, a warning to be sure, but also a path to true hope? Why, of course, it's Jesus, the anointed one of God, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the Christ, and also the judge of the living and the dead. We don't often get the direct words of Jesus in both of the main readings, so today is an especially good day for us to listen to our Lord. In the book of Revelation, we hear the report card, the judgment of two of the churches of Asia Minor, which were so alive in Christ when they were first established. For us, this is a tremendous opportunity to reflect on how we are doing as people who carry the name of Christ in the church today. The church at Sardis hears Jesus say, "You think you are alive, but except for a few of you, you are dead. I know your works. You have stopped doing the works of holiness." The church at Laodicea hears Jesus say, "You think you have enough riches that you don't have to worry about anything, but you have the wrong kind of riches. You think you are fine with what you are doing, but you are worse than dead. You are lukewarm, and because of this, I will spit you out of my mouth," this dramatic image of God and God's judgment on that church, which has grown lukewarm. The churches at that time hear exactly what the churches today need to hear. There's tremendous good news for those who keep awake, who stay alert for the voice of God. And if they do, they will hear Jesus proclaim their names to the Father. They will wear pure white robes without stain. This is the church's destiny. This is the destiny of every one of us, for our names to be written in the book of life. Can there be anything which could give us more peace and joy? Can there be anything which we should seek with greater intensity? I don't think so. Zacchaeus was rich by the world's standards, but he discovered by the light of Christ that he is like the churches at Sardis and Laodicea. His works made him poor and in danger of spiritual death. Jesus was going to pass by Jericho, pass through Jericho, it says, but Zacchaeus sensed that salvation itself would be passing right next to him. It says he wanted to know who Jesus was. Fascinating language. That's the key. Zacchaeus was seeking the true identity of God in Jesus Christ. And it tells us that identity like it told Zacchaeus. Jesus' identity and purpose is to seek and save the lost. That's all of us without Jesus. Zacchaeus was completely transformed by his interaction. With Jesus, his priorities and his works became those of the kingdom of God. I think that we don't hear much good news today. We certainly don't hear enough good news today, and I believe that it's wearing on all of us. It's soul destroying. But the good news is proclaimed to us in our hearing. The world judged Zacchaeus as being beyond salvation, but his heart had been longing for something more. He found that greater thing in Jesus. And upon finding that treasure, his joy was so great that he gladly traded his physical riches for the greatest wealth of all. So Zacchaeus is a hero for us. And in almost exactly the same way, St. Elizabeth of Hungary is one of our great heroines. She also had riches, but she put it all at the service of the poor and needy. Did that bring her misery? No, it was the exact opposite. She died at 24, but full of joy, and our Lord knew her holy works. Something I didn't know, she was canonized only 4 years after her death, a remarkable recognition that she had totally been transformed, like Zacchaeus, by her relationship with Jesus Christ. Today, receiving Jesus is not impossible. It's not harder than washing our hands or wearing a mask. We just have to want it as much as we want our physical health. We just have to want to hear Jesus say, "I know your works. You have conquered. You have made your clothes white." Jesus is literally passing through right now, not just in the Eucharist, but in our very lives. He is passing by those who are seeking, those who are awake and looking for him. Isn't the thing that we want most to have our name be in the book of life and to hear Jesus proclaim our name to the Father? Brothers and sisters, let us pray today that we will wake up, that we will recognize our need to repent, that we will recognize Jesus standing at the door of our hearts and knocking. Will you and I let him come in? He wants to dine with you and I today.